So, Joe, what is Us Time?
Us Time's the first platform for content-centered interaction. The opportunity to use your phone, your tablet, your computer browser to not just access content, but to actually experience that content in a video call with someone you care for. So whether you're reading to a child or playing games with a friend, you know, it's a platform that runs on everything that really makes it easy for us to have time together, even when we're not physically in the same location.
How is it different from, say, Skype or Zoom or some of the other collaborative software?
So the other collaborative software is really great at facilitating, you know, a conversation. So if you think about it, you know, a video call, you know, you're the content in the call, but what activity do you do? So we have trouble getting a child to spend time on a Skype session. You know, it's not really that much fun. But what we've done within Us Time is actually bring the activities that you would do when you're side by side, reading a book, playing a game, you know, experiencing other types of content. And we brought that into a video call. So really, it's a video call that has within it the activities that you'll do, you know, to make it fun for you, make it fun for the child. We have grandparents and parents, whether they're on the road or don't live in the same household, you know, really having that time with a child that helps build meaningful and deeper relationships. So really, Skype, FaceTime, wonderful platforms for a conversation, but they're missing the content that provides a context really to enjoy that time together. Our average call lasts about 21 minutes. You know, the video calls are free and run across all the platforms. And the average interaction has four activities. So whether you're reading a book and then playing a game and then moving back to another book, really enjoying, you know, turning screen time into us time, you know, social time where we're spending time together.
And where do you get the content?
So our content is both content that we've authored, you know, doing amazing digital versions of some of the classics, and content from third parties like Orca and others. So we bring in everybody's publishing into the platform, and you're able to buy books or buy games at very, very reasonable, low costs.
So if somebody's got something published on Amazon or something like that, you can just bring it in?
That's correct. You know, they send us a digital copy and it's into the platform. They set price. And what's wonderful about the platform is, you know, unlike Skype or others, you're in the video call. It's very easy to then access the content, switch between types of content. Both sides don't have to own the book. You know, just while we're in a call together, it's just like you're visiting my home. You have access to what's on my shelf, or I can see what's on your shelf, and we can spend some time together.
That's very cool. How did you come up with this idea?
That's a fun question. So about 20 years ago, I invented web conferencing, some of the first synchronous communication for the web. Fast forward 17 years later, I had the good news that my daughter was going to make us grandparents, and our grandson was going to live 600 miles away. And I started to think about, you know, how would we have time between visits to really enjoy, you know, our grandchild and have him really enjoy that connection with us, and realized that there was a missing platform. So our daughter being 600 miles away really was the catalyst for, and perhaps also a team that had built the mobile infrastructure for all the banks and had built some of the web conferencing. So we had some experience in how to make complex things simple. But that's the real story is that it's a simple solution to a personal problem that we realized was a problem for many, many kids and many, many families. You know, we live in a world today where we don't all live in the same town, and yet, you know, the most valuable thing we can give our children is time. And quite frankly, the most valuable thing we can give to each other. And, you know, how do we create those experiences when we're not all side by side? The surprise is that we're not just being used when people are remote, but we're also being used when mom and dad are with that child, and we're being used as an e-reader or being used as a platform. So the digital delivery, you know, is a wonderful thing on the device. It means that we can get it to anyone, anywhere in the world. We're being used on five continents, but we're really bringing the world together. So the short answer to your question was, we really believe that it's essential that we as as families and friends, you know, get time together. We all carry a phone, but we don't tend to talk. You know, I mean, if we don't talk on the phone, you know, are we going to do a video call? Well, maybe, maybe not. You know, I think the role of content is to make it fun to do those types of activities, playing a game. You know, it's very, very different when you actually get to see the expression of someone when you've taken their piece in a game of chess, or see how they feel when they've won. You know, these are really fun experiences. And the whole conversation that happens around reading to children, you know, is really very important in their early childhood development. And it's a wonderful activity, you know, that has conversations happen around it.
How do you monetize this?
So we're a store, so you get content for free when you download the app, and then you buy the types of content that you would like to read. So very straightforward. We've made a lot of content available at 99 cents for classic books, and the goal is that everybody should be able to afford, you know, great books and great activities to share with family.
So you license the content and then you can monetize it that way?
We've both created content that we have in English and Spanish right now, and that's available globally. And then we also have partners in the publishing industry that are very happy to have us be another outlet for their content, especially because we retain its integrity and we bring it into a social experience.
Anything that I didn't know to ask you that I should have asked you or that you'd like to add?
No, I think that this was terrific. It's great to have the opportunity to chat, and we're very easily accessed in the App Store. You can come to ustyme.com. That's ustyme.com, a little creative spelling so that it's not the U.S. time zone. And as I said, it easily used in the browser. It's, you know, easily accessed in the App Store, and we recently were given an editor's pick by Google Play.
Great. Good for you.
Thank you.